these are not the best of times for the Eurozone. Even Germany, the Eurozone's economic engine, just lowered its growth forecast for 2012, and Greece still teeters on the edge of bankruptcy. So you might find it surprising that anyone would look toward the Euro as a model, but that's just what a delegation from East Africa is doing. From Brussels, the world's Clark Boyd reports.
The delegation currently dropping in on several European institutions is made up of members from five countries: Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, and Tanzania. In the late 1990s, those five countries reestablished the East African Community, or EAC. A previous incarnation collapsed in the late 1970s. The new EAC is slowly taking steps toward regional economic integration. That includes plans, eventually, for a currency union. Richard Otieno works out of the EAC's main office in Arusha, Tanzania. He says a single currency would mean regional companies wouldn't have to worry about exchange rates, and that's good for doing business.
Cutting down on cost of doing business to make business easier for the business people, for the business community, and also to make life easier for the East Africans.
And so the delegation has come to Europe to study how the world's largest currency union works. Of course, right now, the Eurozone doesn't seem like such a great model. I put it to Otieno that it's probably not the best time for the delegation to be here, but he disagrees.
No, this is the right time for them to go and study how the crisis is taking place and how to face it head on. In fact, they are not there on a holiday. They are really learning a lot.
Still, there are other currency unions closer to home. There's one in West Africa and one in Central Africa. Both use the CFA franc. South Africa's rand is used in a number of neighboring countries. And in the past, Kenya, Uganda, and what is now Tanzania had a common currency, the East African shilling. But the East African community's economic plans are only a first step.
It's part of a roadmap of actually creating a federal state in East Africa.
Calestus Juma teaches at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.
So it's not just the currency. It's actually integrating the economies of these countries fully. And I think the debates tend to miss that point in that they focus on the currency and ignore the fact that the currency is just one piece in an ecology of integrative activities.
In fact, Juma says, the EAC's proposals are ahead of European integration in some respects.
The EU is really interesting for East African countries because they actually have gone further than the EU has gone in that they have committed themselves to creating a political federation. The EU is not there yet.
Juma says the Eurozone could actually learn a little bit from the East Africans. But some in East Africa are sounding a note of caution, given the Eurozone's recent hard times. A consultant at the Central Bank of Kenya wrote in a recent editorial that the risks of currency union are being, quote, underplayed. Imagine the chaos, he wrote, if a Euro scenario hit the EAC. Enos Bukuru is Deputy Secretary General at the EAC. Last fall, he issued this assurance.
I think we are moving at the right speed. And I think we are aware of what it takes to create a robust, sound monetary union.
Maybe it's the Europeans who should be listening to the East Africans instead of the other way around. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.